David Byrne is probably best known as lead singer of the Talking Heads. But since that band released its final album in 1988, Byrne has done scores of other projects, from having a solo music career to writing books to producing documentary films. He also started a record label called Luakabop. It has released compilations of Brazilian music, Cuban music, African and Asian music. Now there are two new compilations, and they have almost nothing in common. One is a collection of new French music. The other is a collection of electronica. He calls this new form of electronica blip-hop.
If I had to describe it, it is kind of squelchy and blippy. It sounds like, you know, in their own way, they're quite joyous. And some of them are quite tuneful. Not that you're going to go out, after listening to this, you're going to go out humming them. But it does sound like toe-tappers in kind of a herky-jerky kind of way. As if a machine were learning how to dance. A lot of this music, the artists have abandoned the idea of imitating real instruments. So that in a lot of this music, the sounds have no they don't refer to anything in the real world. They refer to things in the digital domain, which I think is refreshing. I think it's great because it's not imitating anything else. It's kind of come into its own and it's finding its own identity. It's kind of making up its own sounds.
So basically, most of this music is one or two guys, and it's usually guys, behind their laptops creating this music.
Yes, I would agree. That's the image. It's not the image of somebody coming back after a hard day's work at the steel foundry and then having a beer and picking up a guitar and somebody kind of slaving away on a software program.
I guess there's something refreshing about that, as you say, but there's something also very isolating about that. And the music itself is isolating in a sense that I picture listening to it by myself.
I would tend to agree. Although I've heard it in clubs or in, quote, concerts where these people show up with their laptops and perform. It's not music that's performed in the sense that it's performed and that performance generates a kind of a connection between the audience and the performer, and all that's gone. So in a way, all that is kind of a big leap into the unknown, which is kind of dark and scary in some ways, but in other ways, well, they need to boldly go where no one's gone before.
Now, on a completely different tack, 180 degrees opposite, we have your other album that you're also releasing, Cuisine Nonstop.
Cuisine Nonstop is a collection of recent French music by a number of bands who've kind of evolved a style that they've revitalized chanson, the kind of traditional French music, but then mixed in everything that's happened in the meantime. So there's elements of hip-hop and Algerian music and gypsy music and electronic, and it's part of what they hear when they walk out the door and walk on the street. If I had to guess, what I think they're trying to do is I think they're trying to find music that expresses their national identity, how they feel as French citizens, as French nationals at the moment, without abandoning their Frenchness.
And I think the band on this album, Java, encapsulates a lot of what you're saying in terms of the melding of the old and the new. C'est de la bonne défense rurale, c'est du rousse, yes, de l'authentique, du typique, je vois mon clone dans l'arrière boutique. Finally, I wanted to talk about this band Dupin, because originally when I first heard this, I thought it was you.
No, I haven't snuck in. I haven't tried to sneak myself into this record.
But then I noticed on the liner notes that it is sung in this old language, Occitan, which I haven't heard.
Neither have I. I think they're based out of Marseille. And apparently there's a dialect that some would call a language. They're not obviously not singing in this language in order to reach a huge audience. They do reach singing in this language to make a statement.
So what drew you to this project, to these two albums?
I was in Paris, and I was having dinner with some folks and asked someone, so what's new? And he listed a number of these bands, so I went out the next day and went to the record shop and bought a bunch of the records and thought, wow, yes, there really is something. He's right, something's happening here.
And the other album, the Blip Hop album?
The Blip Hop record, I got a ride in my business partner's car. He has a car. I don't have a car, so it was a nice experience. And he had some of this music on in the car, and we both heard some of this music before, some the Blip Hop or whatever. And I realized, in the car, it sounds great. It makes great driving music. I thought, wow, this is really good. If I make judicious choices and pick the right things, I can make a really listenable record. But I thought, if I pick the right cuts, I think I can make something that's you can listen to, but you can also kind of put it on as driving music if you want to.
David Byrne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Byrne produced the two new albums, Cuisine Nonstop and The Only Blip Hop Record You Will Ever Need, Volume 1. They're both on the Luwaka Bop record label. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards will be back on Monday. I'm Madeline Brand.